们最后一部分我们一起去来学习。
We're going to start the next part.
我们刚刚提到第二点，充足的装备。
And we mentioned point two, which is be fully equipped.
这个装备需要个人的追求。
And to be fully equipped, each one of us should pursue after this.
那这个个人的追求，有时候是主动的，有时候是被动的。
And sometimes in pursuing to be fully equipped, it is sometimes we are being passive or proactive.
因为当一个工作交给我们的时候，我们就发现我什么都没有，我们就开始一直在追求，就会进步。
And if we are being handled a task and we realize that we're not being equipped, then we will continue to seek after improvement.
所以如果我们从教会从神接受一个圣工。
And so if we receive a task from church,
那这个圣工我们负责完了之后，灵性没有进步，就是我们没有在追求。
And if after the task is finished, we find out that our spirituality has not grown, and has not grown, then that means that we do not pursue after spiritual cultivation.
其实灵性跟工作是互相配合的。
Our spirituality and our work goes hand in hand.
因此，当我们接受一个工作，我们要把它做好，我们不要灵性一直在追求。
And so for us to be able to complete a work, then we need to pursue after our spiritual growth.
那这个工作做完，不只是工作做完，我们的灵性更上一层。
So when we finish the task, then it's not only having it done, but then we also improve in our spirituality.
这个叫做属灵的服事。
And that is called a spiritual service.
但如果工作做完，我们灵性没有在进步，我们只是在做工作，不是属灵的服事。
But if we finish the task yet our spirituality did not grow, then we're just doing the work, but we do not do a spiritual service.
所以我们看这个保罗到快离世的时候，他写这个腓立比书。
And when Paul was about to pass away, he wrote the book of Philippians.
那个时候他服侍神已经几十年了。
At the time, he has been serving God for decades.
所以到最后他讲我活着就是基督。
And at the end, he said that to live is Christ.
就是在服侍神，从神接受这个工作，他一直在追求灵性的进步。
And so when he received this mission and this work from Christ, he continuously seek after spiritual growth.
所以工作做完了。
So after he finished the task,
他说我活着就是基督。
He said, to live is Christ.
那工作做完就可以离世了。
So after he finished his work, it's time for him to pass away.
从属灵上来讲，
so spiritually speaking,
活着就是神有工作给我们做。
And when we're living, God has work for us to do.
那如果真的工作做完，我们就可以走。
And once we finish our work, then it's time for us to depart.
那工作还没有做完，你不论车祸生病，你都不会死。
And if we haven't finished our work yet, no matter if you get into a car accident or if you are in a severe illness, you will not pass away.
所以我们在做圣工要不断的装备，一直在进步。
And so in doing holy work, we should equip ourselves and continuously try to improve our faith.
第三点。
The third point.
表里一致的生活。
To live a life that is genuine.
就是外面跟里面是一样的。
That is outwardly and inwardly we are the same.
因为好的榜样，我们的教导就有力量。
Because if we are leading by examples, then it will empower our teaching.
一个慕道朋友还没有认识神以前，他是看人。
And for our true seeker friend, before they knew God, what they can see are men.
因为神看不见，人看得见。
Because they cannot see God, but yet they can see human beings.
所以他要决定我能不能接受这个神，我要不要来这个教会，要看他周围的人。
So for them to determine whether they want to know this God further or whether they want to come to this church, it depends on the people.
所以我们在带慕道朋友需要有榜样。
So when we are guiding our true seeker's friend, we need to set an example.
这个榜样有好多方面呢。
And there are many aspects to being an example.
个人的生活行为。
And that is your personal life and your personal conduct.
还有我们的家庭。
And also our family.
你如果家庭常常不能和睦，要带慕道朋友是会很难。
If we do not have harmony in our family, then it's very hard for us to bring our true seeker's friend.
但是倒过来，如果家庭很和睦
，But vice versa, if all we have a harmonious family,
慕道朋友很愿意来
，then the true seeker friend will be very willing to come.
因为现在社会上家庭没有问题太少了
，Because it is really rare to have a family that has no, no problems.
他发现一个家庭这么好，这么圆满，这么喜乐。
If they see a family that's truly good and very joyful,
那这个神一定是好的。
Then this God is truly a good God.
他就会想要来。
Then they would want to come.
所以榜样很重要。
So it's very important to set a good example.
那我们到教会里面呢，要带慕道朋友一些榜样。
And for us, at church, we need to set an example for our true seeker friends.
比方说。最少要准时吧。
For example, at the very least, you have to come on time.
那这就是榜样。
That's an example.
那待久了，这个慕道朋友他也会准时来。
And after a period of time, this true seeker friend will also come on time.
还有我们本身有在读圣经祷告。
And personally, we also have to pray and read the Bible.
因为一个初信的信徒如果他每天都读圣经，每天都自己会祷告。大概就放心了。
And if our true seeker friend, they can read the Bible and pray by themselves every day, then there shouldn't be any more problem.
为什么
？Why？
因为如果他懂得读圣经、懂得祷告，就是他已经跟神个人建立了关系。
Because if they know to pray and read the Bible by themselves, then they have already established that relationship with God.
他的信仰直接跟神建立关系，他就可以超越人。
And if they can have this direct relationship with God, then it can that relationship would transcend over human interaction.
所以以后他看到教会里面有谁有什么缺点，他不会说这样教会就不来。
And later on, if they see many weaknesses in church, they will not stop coming.
所以这个我们要有榜样给他看。
So we need to set example for them.
这是带慕道朋友一个很重要的一个步骤，把他带到神的面前。
So that is an important step in bringing our true seeker friends to God. That is to bring them in front of God.
刚开始当然是跟着我们。
And in the very beginning, of course, they will just follow us.
但是到最后要把他带到神的面前。
But at the very end, we need to bring them in front of God.
所以要受洗之前。
So before they were baptized,
我们需要很清楚，他今天来信耶稣不是因为人情。
And we need to be very clear that today when they come to be baptized, it's not because of our relationship.
也不是因为父母。
And it's not because of parents.
是因为他知道救恩在这里。
But it is because this person know that salvation is here.
他知道神在这里。
And they know that God is here.
所以他要洗礼。
Therefore, this person decided to get baptized.
所以就把他带到神面前，我们就放心了。
So then we can just bring them in front of Christ.
那要把他带到神面前，我们本身要先到神面前。
But for us to be able to bring them in front of Christ, we ourselves need to come in front of God first.
就是我们本身要常常读圣经祷告。
That is to say that we personally have to read and pray to God.
那第四点。
The fourth point.
在基督里成长。
To grow in the Lord.
生命成长就有基督的样式。
And when we grow in the Lord, then we will have the likeness of Christ.
我想请问一下大家，什么叫做成熟？
Let me ask you, what does it mean to be mature?
什么叫做成熟？我想每个人给一个定义。
What is the definition of maturity?
Ready to eat.
Ready to eat.
对不起。Ready to eat. 那什么意思？果子成熟，不是那个意思。我说，我们一个人一个人什么叫做成熟
That's not what I mean. What I mean is, what does it mean for a person to be said that he's mature?
定义是什么？
What is the definition?
没有定义
No definition.
哎，这个人很成熟，这个人不成熟。我们不是有时候常常这样讲吗
？We always say, oh, this person is mature. This person is not mature.
In the law or outside? Is 哦，里面啊，外面里面都一样。成熟定义什么
？It doesn't matter whether it's inside church or outside the church. What is the definition of maturity? Being mature.
人格都具备了。具备什么？
他的知识啊，他的智慧啊，他全部都成熟了。
So if the person is equipped in all aspect, in wisdom, in knowledge, then he's mature.
哦 ，OK， 好，谢谢。还有没有？来，每个人给一个定义，什么叫做成熟
？Let's give a few definitions.
啊？哦，会照顾自己就成熟了。
When you can take care of yourself, that means you're mature.
哦。那有时候小孩子七八岁他会自己洗澡，成熟不成熟
？Sometimes a seven-year-old or eight-year-old can take a bath by themselves. Does that mean they're mature?
对，有没有成熟？还没有，他可以照顾自己啊。
Of course not, but they know how to take care of themselves.
哦，还会赚钱哦，还包括赚钱。
They need to know how to earn money.
哦，就成熟。哦，这样哦 ，OK， 好，还有没有？来。
Anything else?
对，会忍受苦难，会体贴别人，就是成熟。
Mature is being able to endure sufferings and know how to have compassion towards others.
哦，还有没有
？Anything else?
最后一个，不然我要公布答案了。
Last one.
哦。OK， 不要被不会被骗，就是成熟。
So, one that cannot be deceived, that's mature.
好，以弗所书。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
我们来看以弗所书哈。
Turn to Ephesians.
第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
啊，十三节。
Verse 13.
啊，从十一节开始哈。
Read from verse 11.
他所设的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的牧师和教师，十二节。不要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。十三节，直到我们众人在真道上同归于认识神的儿子，啊，得以长大成人，满有基督成长的身量。
11. It was he who gave some to the apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers. 12. To prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up. 13. Until we all reach unity in the faith.And in the knowledge of the Son of God, and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
啊，如果你听英文哈，答案有没有？什么叫成熟
？So what is the definition of mature?
中文也看得出来，什么叫成熟？啊？哎，郑弟兄。
信心不动摇。
哦，没有，就在这两节里面找了。
So according to these verses, what is the definition of mature?
十一节到。十三节，什么叫成熟
？11 to 13。
啊，哦 ，OK， 成熟哈、哦，十四节的，十三节最后一句话。
It was the last phrase of verse 13。
满有基督成长的身量。
Attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ。
这个叫成熟了。
That's what it means to be mature.
所以成熟就是说看起来像主耶稣了，就是以圣经来讲，成熟就是看起来像主耶稣。
So in short, being mature means you have that likeness of Christ.
那你刚刚我们所说的都包括在里面。
So all the things that we mentioned is inclusive of this.
主耶稣会为义受苦。
Because the Lord Jesus is suffer for righteousness.
会怜悯别人的软弱。
He has compassion and understands others' weaknesses.
他蛮有知识。
He is full of knowledge.
所以成熟到最后就是看起来像主耶稣。
So being mature means at the end you look like Christ.
啊，这是圣经给我们的答案。
So this is the answer from the Bible.
啊，因此如果我们有一直在成长，有成熟。
So if we are growing and we are maturing.
就主的样式。
Then we have that likeness of Christ.
哦，那我们就能够影响慕道朋友，带领他们进步。
then we can influence our truth seeker's friend and we can guide them to grow themselves.
对第三点哦，在恩典与知识上有长进。
And the third point here is to grow in grace and knowledge.
彼得在写彼得后书最后一句话
，Peter
就是人生的结论。
Peter wrote Second Peter, and the last sentence is the conclusion of life.
彼得后书三章。
Second Peter chapter
3:18
Verse 18.
啊，愿你们在主耶稣基督的恩典和知识上有长进。
But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
就是用新的恩典取代旧的恩典，用新的知识取代旧的知识。
That is to replace the old grace with new grace, old knowledge with new knowledge.
那生命一直在进步，在成长。
So our life is continuously improving and we're growing.
所以这是个人跟进哦，我们本身的一种追求。
So this is our personal pursuit of spiritual cultivation.
好，第七点。
The seventh point.
与初信者建立友谊。
Establish friendship with new members.
那这个关系是以基督为中心的关系。
And so this relationship is a Christ-centered.
这个很重要。
That is very important.
也就是说，如果有一天他不信了，这个关系就没有了。
That is to say that one day when they do not believe anymore, then this relationship does not exist.
那这个关系就是以基督为中心。
Then this relationship is a Christ-centered relationship.
那是出于我们还债。
And we are doing it as if we are repaying debt.
所以罗马书十三章凡事不可以亏欠人。
And Roman chapter 13 says that in anything we do not lack or we do not be indebted.
我们看罗马书十三章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 13.
第八节。
Verse 8.
凡事不可亏欠人，唯有爱心要常以为亏欠。
Let no debt remains outstanding, except the continuing debt to love one another.
所以我们在关心这些慕道朋友，不是在做人情。
And so when we are showing care to our true seeker's friend, we are not just
不是那个世俗的这种人情。
We are not just building relationship in society.
那什么是人情？有去有来，这个就是人情嘛，
And so that means that there's a give and take in that relationship.
我以前提过有个老弟兄，这是真实的故事。
And I've told you before a story from an elderly member.
他受洗以后常常有另外一个老弟兄带他到教会来聚会。
After he got baptized, there's another elderly member who, elderly brother who brought him to church all the time.
那过了差不多三个月。
So after 3 months,
这个新受洗这个老弟兄不来了。
The newly baptized member stopped coming to church.
那教会的工人就去访问他。
And so the church worker went to visit him.
你以前不是另外一个老弟兄跟你一起搭公车来，现在为什么你不去了？
Didn't you always come with this other elderly brother? How come you stopped coming?
他说他不够意思了，我请他吃饭吃三次，他连一次都没有请我。
And he said that he's not very nice because I treated him to dinner 3 times, but he hasn't even buy me a meal yet.
所以这个关系不能交了，断掉，我跟他断交了。
And so I do not want this relationship anymore, so I stopped being friends with him.
原来这个新受洗的老弟兄，他在教会里面跟人在交往是人情。
And so when he, when these elderly members newly baptized members, he treat his relationship in church just as his relationship in the society.
人情就是你有去，他要有来，那你才会继续交往。
And for that relationship to work, there is a give and take, and therefore that relationship will persist.
但是我们跟这个初信慕道朋友不是用这样关系建立的。
But our relationship that we establish with our true seeker friend is not based on this.
他不来，他拒绝，你还是去关心。
If they stop coming, if they rejected your invitation, you still have to go and care for them.
为什么？
Why?
圣经告诉我好，因为好像我欠他的。
Because the Bible say that it is as if we are repaying our debt.
那为什么我欠他？
Why is it that we are indebted to them?
因为我欠神。
Because we are indebted to God.
那神叫我去做，我就要做，就是这样。跟那个人有没有用爱来回报我，这个没有关系。
And God asked me to care for this person. Therefore, it is not. Based on whether this person will repay my love or not.
那这样哦，我们在做圣工啊，做跟进才做得久啊。
And if we have this kind of mentality, then we can do this kind of work, this follow-up work for a very long time.
你如果用世俗的人情，你做不久。
If you establishing a relationship using the worldly way, then you will not do this for very long.
因为人情有一个期待。
Because in the worldly relationship, there's expectation.
有期待就有失望。
Then if there's expectation, then you're bound to be disappointed.
有失望就有问题。
And when there's disappointment, then there comes problem.
那我们跟这个出信者建立了关系啊，也不是利害关系。
And when we establishing relationship with our truth seekers friends or with new members, it is not a relationship with benefits.
好，我现在带他来哦。我现在公司里面哦要请人，那我请他到我公司来上班，他就来聚，他就会来聚会。
For example, I will hire this person to come to work for me in my company, and then naturally he will come to church to service.
那这个到最后他来洗礼，是因为在你公司上班才洗礼，还是真的为着主耶稣，你就搞不清楚。
At the very end, we're not clear whether this person comes to be baptized because they believe in the Lord or because they just want to continue working for you.
所以我们在带领慕道朋友不是用利害关系的。
And so when we are guiding our truth seekers friend or bringing our truth seekers friend, it's not based on benefit.
你如果教会里面看到一群弟兄姊妹结成一团，叫做 gang together, 是不是？结成一团好像一党，怎么办？
What do you do if you see brothers and sisters group together at church?
别人都打不进去，他们那一群很好，要怎么办？
They are very close-knit group and no one can interfere.
谁能想出一个好方法把他们打散？
Can you think of a good way to break this group?
谁能想出有什么好方法？
Does anybody have a good way?
就是一群人吃饭也在一起，什么都是在一起，别人都打不进去。
So this group of people would, brothers and sisters will eat together, do everything together, and then nobody can get into this group.
那怎么把他们弄散？
So how do you break them?
把外面人拉进来。要拉进来，哦，啊，现在就请郑弟兄试试看，有一个好方法啦。
There's a good way.
就是邀他们一起做生意，鼓励他们一起做生意。
To
对，鼓励他们一起做生意，投资。
To encourage them to get into business together.
你都发现过不久，这群散掉了。
Then you find out that. Not long after, they'll break on themselves.
为什么？因为有利害关系，就会有冲突。
Because the things involve benefits or money, and then they will bound to have conflicts.
有冲突，关系就会断绝。
When they have conflicts and problems, then the relationship will break.
所以我们在带这个慕道朋友要很小心啊。
So when we are bringing our truth seekers friends to church, we have to be very careful.
不是用人情。
Do not base it based on the society type of relationship.
也不是用利害关系。
And not also based on a benefit relationship.
是用主耶稣的爱。
But with the love of God.
你好不好，我都爱你。
Whether or not you're good, I still love you.
我爱你没有目的。
I love you without condition.
只希望你能够信仰成长，得神恩典，就这样而已，没有目的。
I just hope that you will grow in spirituality.And then you can grow in the Lord. That's all.
那这样我们栽培起来这个信徒啊，会信仰很纯。
And so if we then this person will grow with a very genuine faith.
啊，他自己可以跟神建立关系。
And they themselves can establish relationship with God.
哦，那第二点就是要接纳。
Second point of Christ-centered relationship is acceptance.
哦，不管他是谁。
No matter who they are.
第一个爱就是接纳。
The first thing in love is to accept them.
我们要改变这个人之前，要先接纳他。
Before we change this person, we must accept them as they are.
所以啊，一个还没有信主的人，有时候观念很奇怪，有时候个性很奇怪，有时候他有很多的啊缺点的，要接纳我们才能够改变他。
Because for someone who hasn't believed in Christ yet, sometimes they have a very strange habit or strange temperaments or personalities. But first, what we must do is accept them.
所以啊，加拉太书才说不分犹太人、希腊人，不分哦，不分种族。
So,In Galatians said that they did not distinguish between the Jews or the Greek.
啊，不分主人还是奴隶，不分社会阶级。
They do not distinguish whether you are masters or slaves. So there is no difference in social status.
不分男女，不分性别。
And they not distinguish between male and female.
在基督里都合一。
In Christ, we are one.
啊，所以我们在教会里面不能分呢。圣经说我们是要合一。
So in church, we should not segregate, but the Bible told us to be unified.
这是基督的爱。
By God's love.
要接纳。
To accept others.
那下面就是代祷。
The third one is intercession.
要常常为他祷告。
We must pray often for them.
那这样啊，代祷的信仰会进步。
And when we pray for them, we intercede for them, their faith will grow.
第四个，好像父母。
For we must be like their parents.
为自己孩子费财费力。
And we must do everything, give everything for our children.
第二点。
The second point.
要善用在一起的时间。
Make good use of the time together.
所以不一定只在教会，有时候我们去打球啊，去爬山啊，当然聚会，包括在内，就邀他一起去。
So it does not necessarily mean doing things together at church only.You can ask them to go hiking or go play sports.
因为这样他有一个接触的机会。
Then that is to create opportunities for us to be together.
那有接触的机会，我们才有机会可以传达属灵的生命、神的话给他。
So if we have this interaction, then that creates opportunity to convey God's message or the gospel to them.
所以其实哦，灵性就是表现在日常的生活中。
And so our spirituality actually shows in our daily life.
所以你生活在一起，你就可以感受灵性的不同。
If we live together, then you can see the differences in spirituality.
那让他跟我们在一起，就可以感受灵性的不同。他会一直学习，这样一直在进步。
So if they spend time with us together, then they can see that they have different spirituality level than us. Then they will always want to learn and want to improve.
所以要做跟进工作，就要让有机会这个慕道朋友有机会跟我们在一起。
And to do follow-up work is to have opportunity for our true seeker friends to spend time with us.
那有时候就是在谈论很多很多的事情上，你不是跟他传教，你就谈论很多很多的事情上，他就感觉到我们的信仰。影响我们生活的每一个层面。
And so sometimes through conversations does not necessarily mean you are preaching to them about God's words, but sometimes through all the conversations they can realize that God is in every aspect of our life.
那他就这样一直去感受不同，然后一直进步。
And then they will feel that we're different and they will seek after improvement themselves.
那第八个哈，我们这个栽培有几个重点。
And so there's a few points.
目标了哈。
Goals.
第二点就是在教义上。
First is the end.
Doctrine.
In doctrine.
这样能够同归于一。
So be one in truth.
所以一个慕道朋友或者受洗之后在教义上一定要弄清楚他相信我们的十大信条。
And so we must make sure that our true seeker friends know our 10 basic beliefs.
十大信条一清楚独一真教会自然是结论。
And if they are clear about the 10 basic beliefs, then very naturally they believe that this church is the one true church.
你这个十大信条如果没有弄清楚，有时候你一再灌他独一真教会灌不进去。
If they are not clear about our 10 basic beliefs, it's hard for us to convince them about one true church.
所以 道理清楚了，你就不要忧虑他会跑到外教会去，因为没有一个教会跟我们道理一样。
And if they are rooted in the truth, that we would not worry that they will go to other churches because there's no other denomination out there that is have the same truth or doctrines than us.
会跑到其他教会，常常是道理不清楚。
A lot of time, they will go to other churches because they are not clear about the truth.
所以他觉得外教会也一样，所以就过去了。
And they feel that that other church is also the same, therefore they will go there.
所以教义上。
Therefore, in doctrines, we must.
啊，第三个是侍奉上。
Third in service.
啊，就是可以让这初信的开始学习侍奉。
And to train the new believers to start to serve God.
哦，那这个侍奉要从最简单的开始。
And they must start from the very basic one.
那一个人哦，大概要承受比较重的圣工啊，圣经讲最少要三年嘛，主耶稣也训练门徒三年。
And for someone to move on to a more serious holy work, they have to believe for at least 3 years.
那在侍奉中啊，一直在成长。
And then in service, they also need to grow.
好，那现在几分钟啊？还有七分钟啊？大家有什么问题可以提出来讨论
？We have 7 minutes, so if you have any questions, you can bring it up.
我们大概还有几个月灵恩布道会。
We have a few more months to our next speech conversation.
今天什么？六月一号还是二号 ？Four， 灵恩会几月？灵恩会七月不是吧？
十月
哦，七八九，三个半月。
We have about 3.5 months until our next evangelical services.
所以我们这个讲机会完就是每个人要跟进。
So after this workshop, every one of us needs to do this follow-up work.
然后自己要带慕道者来。
And you have to bring truth seeker.
自己生的要自己养。
And who you bring, you must raise them yourself.
没有办法养，才请教会负责人帮忙。
If you are not able to, then you can ask the church council member to help you.
所以最基本的问题自己解决，没有办法解决的再请教会。
So please solve the basic problems yourself. If you cannot solve it, then you can bring it up to the church.
那你会发现 Garden Grove 一直在进步，很有力量。
Then you will feel Garden Grove Church will keep on improving and have power.
有没有什么问题？
Any questions?
带自己新家人啊。
The question is, how do you bring your own family members to come to believe?
带自己认识的人最难。
It's hard to bring someone that you know.
因为他不是要听你讲什么。
Because they do not want to hear you talking.
他们是要看你怎么生活。
They want to see how you live your life.
这个最难。
That's the hardest.
所以生活如果能够改变哦，就不难。
So if you can change your life, then this will not be a problem.
我们看彼得前书。
Let's turn to 1 Peter.
彼得前书的第三章。
1 Peter chapter 3.
第一节。
Verse 1.
你们做妻子要顺服丈夫，这样若有不信道理的丈夫，虽然不听道，也可以因妻子的品性被感化过来。
Wives, in the same way, be submissive to your husbands, so that if any of them do not believe the word, they may be won over without words by the behavior of their wives.
其实这个也适用啊，丈夫怎么妻子怎么带丈夫怎么带太太。
So this is applicable because this is talking about how the wife can bring their husband.
这里讲哦，丈夫不听道。
It says these husbands are do not believe in the word.
真的有一个姐妹哦。他要传给他先生听，他先生不听，又说要邀他。我们今天 anniversary， 我们到 Washington D.C. 去玩，他借了一大堆布道录音带，边开车边听。他说要给谁听？要给我先生听啊。
So there is a sister whose husband is not believers. So on their anniversary, they decided to drive to Washington D.C. and she had prepared a lot of sermons evangelical sermon so that they can listen on the way.
那这样来回哦，大概录音带听了八九个小时有。
And then so they listen to sermons for about 8 or 9 hours to and from the city.
他先生也逃不掉，车子在高速公路里面跳下去。哦。
And so the husband cannot escape this since they're in the car.
但是照我了解，到现在他先生还是没有信。
But as far as I know, that husband of hers is still not a believer.
所以有的时候先生他不听了，你讲他都不听了。
So sometimes they would not listen to you no matter what you say.
那要改变方法。
And so what do you do?
就用妻子的品性把他感化过来。
So you won them over by the behavior of their wives.
所以要怎么带家人呢？最有力量的方法哦，就是生活的改变。
So how do you bring your family members to believe? The basic way is to change your way of life.
还有帮他祷告。
And also pray for them.
那年纪大一点的呢，请孙子去带他比较快。
If they are older, ask the grandchildren to bring them over.
他受洗是孙子带来的。
Like that sister over there, Sister Huang, she came to believe because their grandchildren asked her to come.
所以每个例子不太一样。
So everyone's case is different.
求神给我们智慧。
We ask God to give us wisdom.
但是总是有希望的。
But there's always hope.
因为神无所不能。
Because there's nothing that is impossible in God.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray together.